Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. This Sunday, Malcolm Getz becomes the next acclaimed artist to perform at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York, as part of the Showstoppers New York cabaret series, Helsinki on Broadway.
Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance, on the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen? Shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
Getz's show, I Happen to Like New York, features songs from Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cole Porter, Stephen Sondheim, James Taylor, Peter Mills, and more. Malcolm Getz was nominated for a Tony Award for his work in Amour. Other New York credits include Merrily We Roll Along, The Boy from Syracuse, and The Apple Tree. He made his Carnegie Hall debut as a guest star in Barbara Cook's 2001 concert, and the last time we spoke to him, he was appearing at the Williamstown Theater Festival in 10 Cents a Dance, a John Doyle musical with songs by Rodgers and Hart. Malcolm Getz, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
Tell us how this one-man show, this evening of cabaret, came together and why it is going to Helsinki on Broadway.
Well, specifically because of one person, Lee Tannen, who I think created the series Helsinki on Broadway at Helsinki. Lee has been a friend for years. We met through Barbara Cook and her late musical partner, Wally Harper. You know, I've primarily been an actor, although I was a musician first and foremost. But after I had done a television series in L.A., which wrapped in about 1999, I started working with Wally, and then as a result of that, I sang with Wally and Barbara Cook at Carnegie Hall and other venues. And that's when I met Lee, and Lee and a lot of people kept saying that they thought I should do more of this. And it's the whole cabaret concert world is something I've flirted with over the years. I also want to give a shout-out to Tom Viola, who runs Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, because in the last few years, he has encouraged me, and he's actually had me perform at a lot of events for that organization. So Lee had asked me about coming out this fall, and we finally picked a date. We also, my partner and I, house sat in Hudson for a month in September. And when I was actually living there for that month and getting to know the city and the area and the community, I just found it irresistible. So I'm really looking forward to Sunday night.
Have you been to Helsinki Hudson before?
You know what? I didn't go inside the club.
You're going to love it. It's so cool inside.
Well, the outside of the space is just phenomenal. I'm a little obsessed with the idea of, you know, the clubs, the cabaret spaces in the 60s. My pianist, Alex Rybeck, who's been up there with Jason Graw, Faith Prince, and Liz Calloway. Alex just says that it's an amazing space, and he says the food is fantastic.
Yeah. They win on all fronts.
Yeah. No, I can't wait. It's actually more exciting for me to have not seen the inside because I feel like Sunday night I just get to sort of show up and discover the space in the moment.
You mentioned being a musician first and foremost. You are classically trained on the piano. How did that begin in your life?
That is because both my parents are pianists, and neither of them did it for a living. But my parents are English. They met and married in London in the early 50s, came to the States, had four children. And when I was about eight, my grandmother bought my parents a piano, and I just started lingering around the piano. And then I went to my mom when I was eight, and I said, can I take piano lessons? And it happened very quickly. By the time I was 10, it just seemed to come really naturally to me. I worked really hard until I was about 16, 17, 18, but this is a too long a story to go into now.
Okay.
That's what got me into the theater. And there was a point when I had to make a decision between you know, the life of the showbiz or a classical pianist career. And I was like, 10 hours a day alone in a practice room working on, you know, Bach, or hanging out with crazy theater people. In many ways, sitting at the piano and making music is what comes most naturally to me. So, but I will be sharing the evening with Alex Rybak. Alex is coming and will play a great deal of the evening, although there will be points when I sit down and play for myself.
How do you choose the songs you're going to perform on Sunday?
Well, you know, when Lee asked me to come up to Helsinki, he pretty quickly said we need a title of the show. And I really wanted to do a new show, and I wanted to put together a new show. And this was right around the time of Hurricane Sandy. And at that exact same time, I was singing at an event for Broadway Cares that where they asked me to sing four songs by Cole Porter. And it was a combination of I lived downtown in Manhattan, we didn't have power for the week. It was a very, very, very interesting and humbling week, that first week of Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking about the song by Cole Porter called I Happen to Like New York, which was something that I mostly associate with Judy Garland and Bobby Short. And so when I did the evening, the Cole Porter evening, I ended up closing with that song, and it just really struck a chord with people. And I realized that right now it was a very vulnerable time for New York. And it was also a time when because I have to say I was largely not loving New York earlier this year. But then after the storm, I realized I just sort of fell in love with it again. And so I knew that I knew the title was going to have to be I Happen to Like New York. And then out of that came a lot of my feelings about the city, about the South where I'm from, about what it means to be a person who comes to New York from somewhere else, and Hudson. Because when I do these shows, I always like to make the shows specific to wherever I'm performing. So I have written some specialty material for the people of Hudson and the surrounding areas.
What kind of specialty material?
There's no way I'm going to tell you. That would give it away. But no. I love writing second sets of lyrics.
Okay.
I love studying the history of the area. You know, typically what I do is I go to Wikipedia or to website pages of the city and the area, and I'll just start pulling out names and, you know, the obvious famous sites, but also things that I think might be humorous. And then I try to write things about that area, so. And did I mention we have been looking at real estate up there too? So it's entirely possible that at this point next year we'll have a place up in the area. So.
Cole Porter songs definitely lend themselves to a type of parody with all of the lyrics he has. If you have a quick enough brain, you can fit in new, and because he's given you the framework for something hilarious, even if you just fit the
rhymes.
Yes,
and I'll drop a hint. So does Noel Coward. So that's a hint.
Okay. Did you work with a director on the show, or has it been you?
You know what? I haven't, although Alex Rybak, I hate to call him my pianist because he's really more my collaborator. Mm-hmm. Alex has a lifetime of experience in the cabaret world with really the best people around. And Alex is just invaluable in terms of his suggestions musically, his suggestions in terms of the patter between songs, and he has an absolutely wicked sense of humor. So a lot of the lyric rewrites that I come up with, I would say half of them are Alex's ideas, because he's really, really clever. And then I do have another dear friend who I'm going to give a shout out to, named Deb Lapidus, who has taught at Juilliard and NYU for 30 years. We actually do cabarets at the two schools with the students. And she is coming in this afternoon, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to run through it with her, and I'm sure she'll be very helpful in helping me put the show together.
What do you think, either for the performer or the audience, or maybe you want to tackle both, is so special about an evening of cabaret, why it's so enduring, and I would venture to say currently having a resurgence?
Boy, I love that you say it's having a resurgence, because, you know, I was so utterly spoiled that really my entree into the cabaret world was with Barbara Cook. I mean, it was just preposterously lucky of me. I'd seen cabaret before that, although not a lot. But to spend that time with Barbara and to just see someone, the consummate singer, the consummate actress, who has an exquisite taste in music, and then really it seems as though in the simplest way she reveals the songs and herself. And so to me it's the most personal venue. It's a chance to really showcase songs out of, if they're songs from shows, it's a way to showcase songs out of the context of the plot. Many times those songs will take on such different significance and relevance when they're not in the context of the plays they come from. But I just feel like it's the most personal and the most intimate format. And for my tastes, the people in cabaret who I respond most to, of course, they're usually musically talented people, but they're the people who are most willing to open up and really just be themselves, as opposed to taking on a role in a play or something. And there's something very, intimate. I just keep coming back to the word intimate. I just find it to be the most intimate of venues.
Also, for the performer, I would imagine, you mentioned pulling songs from the context of a show, you also would get to perform something that you might not get to if it were in the show, because you mightn't be right for the role, for the whole character,
yes,
but you could
indeed
do the song wonderfully.
Yeah, yes, indeed. You know, as far as like what determines my selection of material, I literally just try to go with my heart, and that's the thing you think like, oh, I always wanted to sing that song. There actually is a song from A Little Night Music, which we're not going to do this time, but at some point I'm going to sing it, and it's called Liaisons, and mm-hmm. in the show it's sung by the grandmother. It was Hermione Gingold originally, and most recently Angela Lansbury.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, we didn't have the time to sort of work it up for the show, but even I understand there's something audacious about a 48-year-old man singing Liaisons. But on the other hand, when we were working on it, you hear it because I am not remotely what you've associated the singer to be in the past. You really rethink the song, you hear it in a new way, and it's just there's so much potential in the cabaret world to really, really put across material in a way that might be fresh for people.
Malcolm Goetz, we are out of time. Thank you very much for speaking with me, and have a wonderful time in Hudson on Sunday.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Malcolm Goetz's show, I Happen to Like New York, will be at Helsinki Hudson this Sunday at 7 p.m., presented by Showstoppers New York as part of their Helsinki on Broadway series. For more information, visit HelsinkiHudson.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?